The studio, Andrew and Eddie from Checklo. Hey guys, how you doing?
Good evening.
Yeah, we're good, thank you. How are you, Pete?
I'm very well. You're looking mighty fine. Can I say that?
Yes,
I
mean,
I say it every day.
You say that, that he looks fine, or that you look fine, or that I look fine?
To each other, to ourselves.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, text me every morning.
What's your world like? Because it sounds beautiful.
Working.
Yeah.
9 to 5?
Yeah.
Yes, seriously. Unfortunately.
You work in music though, Andrew, right?
I do.
Yeah. So what is that? Does that mean a studio? Or?
No, I work in music publishing.
Yeah.
So for one of the big companies.
Okay.
The evil big companies.
Right. But they're not all evil. I mean, are they? Yes.
No, they're not.
Just
they're
the
not,
one you
no.
work for?
No.
I'm just kidding. Because people might, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. No, we've had a listener before. I know.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
We thought we were chatting in a bubble.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We got a message and everything. Eddie, what are you in the biz? This is obviously the biz.
This is the biz tonight,
yeah,
obviously.
Of course it is.
I work in catering.
Catering.
Chef for 25 years.
Proper job.
Man and boy.
Real job.
Is it a local gaff?
Am I allowed to say where I work?
Can you say the words BBC written anywhere here?
No.
Can say what you like.
No, if anyone's listening, I run the catering at Blatchington Mill School.
Other schools are available.
Other schools are available to order.
Up the Blatch. It's a very long school.
It is. It's got two postcodes.
It goes on forever,
yeah,
that building.
Yeah, it does.
It's the longest building I've ever seen in my life.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if you come out of one lesson and your other lesson's at the other. Oh, my days. I'm not happy.
It's carnage.
Just not. Them. Yes. Have you been there for 25 years?
No, I've been there for 6 months.
Wow. Good gig. Like it. Good. Presumably you get holidays.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you get all the holidays?
I've got young kids,
it's
fantastic. Yeah, 12
That's
weeks
cheating.
Off a year. It's a new world for me that I'm now stuck in.
So what are you going to do in the vacation now?
Enjoy my life. I mean, I've never had so much time off in the first 6 months of the job.
So are you going to focus on Jetglo stuff?
I would like to. I don't know if my kids will allow me to do that, but I would like to at least get some music in.
Who is the daddy?
Get some music in. It'll
Put
be
that,
nice.
Stamp
to,
that foot.
Yeah.
I want to hear that foot stamping. Wow. Okay, fair enough. That's good. Now listen, Jetglo, we've got history with Jetglo. You guys, I would say 15, 16 years of playing Jetglo.
Yeah, around that now, yeah.
Give or take, a few hiatuses here and there.
Yes, COVID babies. Yeah.
COVID babies, baby,
COVID babies. And yeah. COVID babies.
Yeah.
Okay, you two. Both of you.
Yeah, yeah, we both had kids, yeah.
No, but, and during COVID as well?
I have one COVID baby, yes.
Wow.
And two pre-COVID
right, okay.
babies.
Now that we've almost gone there, give us names and give us names and ages. This is on the spot now.
I have an older son called Josh, who's 21.
21.
Obviously not a COVID baby.
No.
I have a girl called Edie, who's 6.
Yeah.
And I have another little boy called Rue, who's 4.
Ah, fantastic, great names.
He was born in lockdown.
Wow.
And I have a 7-year-old called Henry.
He's yes.
listening avidly now.
Well, Henry, you are so welcome, as are, obviously, Eddie's kids. Rue, I remember.
Edie,
that was
Josh.
It. I was thinking Edie Bakel. I was thinking, you know, I went off on one. And Henry, do message us if you've got your mum's phone or your dad's, if you nick your dad's phone, I don't know, 07909 547 336. I could do it again if you want. Should I do it again?
Yeah, do it again.
07909 547 336. Going out to Henry. Great. This is good. I like this. This is the sort of thing we wanted. We should do more of this. This is good. Well, shout out to the kids. You know. But back to the music. Jetglo, what's been the journey since the, you know? Well, give us the potted history.
Well, we kind of had. We're on a good kind of stream up to 2016. We headlined a stage at Truck Festival in Oxfordshire.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. And then babies happened. Anthony first, and then me, and then you. And then COVID happened. We'd started a new album in 2018, and that kind of got put on the back burner.
Mm.
And then it's taken us that long to now finish it. We finally finished it.
Hang on,
released
man. Seriously.
It last
I always joke that I've had two kids since we started recording this album.
Yeah.
Zowie. Yeah. That's something else.
Yeah.
Whoa. Message in, by the way. I mean, we can only hope, can't we? We can only hope and dream. We can only hope and dream. It says, love you, Daddy. Henry, age 7. This is brilliant.
Brilliant.
I love this.
Thank you, Henry.
And
guess,
hi, Henry.
And guess who Henry is? He's Jecklow's biggest fan.
Good.
He is.
Love
He's
that.
Got the T-shirt.
Very, very good texting as well, Henry. Thank you so much. Appreciate that more than you know, quite frankly. That was gorgeous. So this album has been in the making since 2018.
Yes.
Lordy bought it. Talk me through that, because were there a few tracks that were down and dusted and finished, and then, or was it, have you at least recorded it all at the same time?
Yeah, so we recorded like the original, the bass and the drums, and I feel very sorry for our drummer and bassist because they've had to wait so long because they were the first people to get everything done, and then
you're kidding.
We couldn't put the guitar down for the next part, and then took ages to put the vocals down, and so they've just been waiting for us to finish it.
Yeah.
And then eventually we mixed it, mastered it, and there was a bit of a hiccup with some of the artwork, and so it's just all got delayed, and but finally it's out.
We are here.
We're here.
Can
finally.
We? Are you going to play a track from it now?
We are.
We are.
What's it called?
This is called Place by the Sea, so it's kind of about Brighton, really.
Oh, well, that sounds great. Folks, we got Jecklow here, Andrew and Eddie. Place by the Sea. Please, guys, take it away.
Like a home I'll always be, still right there, just the same as it's ever been. In a time when it seems so hard to breathe, something good, something here keeps reminding me. Sun always shines. Sky and sea so blue every time. Long ago I never found simplicity. Now I know that I have just what I need. Take a breath as the sun comes into view. Follow the path that I'll always walk with you. Where the sun always shines. Sky and sea so blue every time. Somewhere where you know I'll always be. Right here in our place by the sea. Oh, take my hand, take my hand. By the sea.
Absolutely brilliant. Jet Glow, Place by the Sea. We got Andrew and Eddie playing their little shock shock here, playing live. Folks, that's a gorgeous song. We have played it. Have we played that on the show?
Yeah.
All this stuff, I mean, I'm just intrigued. I mean, by the way, so the album is actually out, isn't it?
It is out.
It came out Saturday, is that right?
It came out Friday. We did the launch gig at the Brunswick.
Yes.
We sold out.
Tell me how that went.
Oh, it's amazing. Fantastic, so I've got a bit of a hoarse voice.
You've got something going on there, but it's beautiful.
I think we had the most fun we've had on stage for a really long time.
Everyone was
really cool. Everyone that came down, we're grateful.
Brilliant.
And it was a four-piece?
Yes.
Yeah. So the same guys in the background that you have, who are they? We need to name them.
So we got Mark and Anthony.
Mark
on the bass and Anthony on the drums.
And you were kind of supported by, or kind of a regular of the show. Who was that?
Yes, Mr. Oliver Robinson.
And how did that go?
Yeah, really well. He sung really well. Nice
guy.
Did a nice set. Yeah.
Isn't he a nice guy?
Yeah,
he is. He's a bit of a regular. We do plays. He's done a little session here. So I'm so glad that went well. I'm sorry. I missed it. That was rubbish. I was up in London. I was in Holborn. It was hot. It was wet. It was sticky. It was rubbish. But I'm really glad that went well. So tell us how to get the album.
So it's on Spotify and all the other major streaming services. We've also got a link where you can buy it on vinyl and CD.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get that too.
Do you have to press a certain amount up front, or is it a system now where they actually press to order?
No, we found a company, didn't you, that actually pressed them to order.
That is awesome.
Because we were so desperate to get vinyls, because we've all got vinyls.
Yeah.
And we're all, you know, it's coming back, isn't it? And I think we were so disheartened by the fact that you had to spend so much money pre-ordering all these vinyls.
And where'd you put them and all that?
Exactly.
But this company, they make them to order. There's a link on our website.
We're giving that details out. So what is that? Is that Jet Glow Music or just Jet Glow? What's the website?
Is it on the list there?
Well, I've got a WordPress.
Yes,
is it jetglowmusic.wordpress.com?
Yes,
that's the one. I didn't want to give it out because I was giving out the Facebook or the Instagram and all that.
No,
so listen, I'm going to play a track from the studio recording and then we'll have a little chat about this. What am I going to play?
You're going to play The Showman, which is the song we used to open the show on Friday.
For awesome. Jet Glow.
Right up and take your seat. Never gone.
Studio session there, studio track from Jeklo's latest album. Folks, what's it called?
Shelter for a Modern Life.
Shelter for a Modern Life. It came out June the 13th, 2025, and we've just learned, this is great news, you can actually order, they will print to order vinyl, presumably CD as well?
Yes, you can get a CD as well.
Yeah. Who did the design work?
A friend of mine at work, actually. He's a really good photographer, and he has done all the singles, and he's done the album for us.
What,
he
donated since some Word photos. Go?
No, well, he... This, for the this last album, was, yeah, for this album.
Okay,
yeah.
He's donated them.
Yes, kindly.
Wow, give me his details. I mean, you know, we're trying to make a living as photographers here. It's, what's going on, man?
Yeah, we have come out with this.
We do owe him.
Some great artwork for the singles. You've done the singles and everything there. I mean, the artwork's really good brilliant, artwork, isn't it?
Yeah. And tell us what studio you guys used.
So we use Chris Daniels over in Hove. Organised Rhyme is what he... It's called, but yeah, he's been our kind of music partner for. Well, we did the first album with him, we did a single with him, and he just kind of gets us and kind of just runs away with the music and does stuff with it as well.
We just sit there, don't we? Yeah, and he just tweaks knobs and it sounds
magic,
better.
And he's such a good guy as well. We get on really well with him, like ours. He's like the extra member of the band almost. So
he's done the sound at a few shows for us, hasn't he?
And how does it work, the dynamic of the band? I mean, do you guys make sure you meet at least once a week? Are you regular? You know, have little writing sessions or...
Yeah, we tend to rehearse once a week.
Yeah.
As long as the like, work doesn't get in the way of it. But yeah, we still try and get together at Brighton Electric every week. And we're apparently their longest serving customers.
That's great.
At Brighton Electric.
So hence the reason why they give you a discount. No, I'm just kidding.
I think for us as well, in terms of songwriting, we've been playing together as a four-piece for so long that actually a majority of the songs happen by accident, don't they? Like, you know, you'll have a little
start
idea or someone will have a little riff or...
Yeah.
And it will just kind of... We're so kind of synced in with each other in terms of how we work musically that it doesn't... Even if we have a little kind of hiatus, we don't play together for a few weeks, it takes minutes for us to kind of get back in the groove and to be right.
You're so tight. You know each other so well.
Yeah.
Now this album's done and out, what's the next half of the year? Are you just in a...
I think we'd like to do some shows over the summer, wouldn't we? We got a bit of a bug for it after the album release because we hadn't sort of... They need sort of proper gigs for a while because we'd been working on getting the album out. We'd like to do some shows over the summer. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, you know, people go out in the summer. You know, you can get people to gigs, and it's great being out in Brighton in the summer anyway.
Definitely.
So I think that'd be good. And then we've got a lot of new material, haven't we? As well,
we've always got another album.
They didn't make a conveyor belt.
Okay, well that's great. So in other words, you've got the impetus there. You've got the drive. When would you like the third album to come out?
I'd like it to come out next year, but that's not going to happen.
Why not? Why not? Tell me. Look me in the eyes. Why
Historically,
not?
It takes us a long
time. Yeah, no, forget that.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's beyond.
It's the time. It's the time it takes us to do it and but, get together
you know,
and organise each other.
You could get this wave going because it sounds like you've got the material.
Yeah. We've got to hone it a bit and... Well, you know, get the passport.
Because I don't get it, you see. Because I sit this side of the desk. I don't get it. I see creatives coming in every week and I go, yeah, you just knock it out, man. especially if you've already written it. But clearly there's a lot more going on.
Yeah, we've got to like finalise the different parts, where it ends, where they start, middle bits, what guitar parts are going to go in there, what backing vocals are going to go in.
And this
and
is what we
ready.
Spend the time on. The basics of the songs are there. We can play them start to finish.
Yeah.
But actually, as soon as you start recording, that those creative juices start flowing, don't they? And you hear things that you don't hear when you're rehearsing together. You can hear it back again and again and kind of...
And as a four-piece, how much does everyone sort of add and, you know, sort of... change, if you like, or is it pretty well?
We change a lot.
I think everyone does have an input. You know, when we're sitting there in the studio listening to the parts, all of us will comment on it, and all of us will say that they don't like that bit because of this, or this bit sounds good, or encourage each other on certain bits. So I think it's quite a good filtering process.
And did things change when you were playing them live on Friday night? Did you think, oh, that track, actually, that's great live, that's really
works. We played a track that wasn't on the
everyone
never recorded yet.
There you go, come on, you can't keep them waiting. This album's got to come out. Bring out an EP. Come on.
Kids, we were talking about
this. Kids used to do it. Yeah. You could call it whatever
we were
like.
Talking about that, you know, we have the means to actually do something that would be worthy of an EP.
Yes.
It's getting round to...
Get round to doing it.
But we will.
Sorted.
We'd like to keep the momentum now this album's
out. Yeah,
this
is what I mean, because that it sounded like that night went brilliantly. Friday night at the Brunswick. Brilliant venue. You had great support going on there and sold out. I mean, this is no mean feat. There's a lot of other things going on that Friday night.
Yeah.
So that was a really good achievement.
There was another gig in the Brunswick, wasn't it?
Swines.
The same time,
How dare they? Yeah. Yeah, but you know, that's the point. And you still packed the house and you still had a great night. Do you want to play another live here? You've got electric going on here. What are you going to play?
This one's called A Traveller's Tale.
Oh, man.
This is my favourite one on the new album.
Guys, take it away. Jet Glow in the house, A Traveller's Tale.
If I could tell a tale, so should we set sail? It always seems so far away. Love that never failed. It's not enough tonight. Start another fight. Unknown. It's not enough, it's not enough, it's not enough. 'Cause I can't tell you, I can't tell you now. I can't tell you, I can't tell you now. Feel the same. Can we start again? You build it up and let it fall. Never play the game. It's not enough tonight. Another fight. The rain is shut and known. It's not enough, it's not enough, it's not enough. 'Cause I can't tell you, I can't tell you now. I can't tell you, I can't tell you now. I can tell you, I can tell you now. I can tell you, I can tell you now. I can tell you, I can tell you now. I can tell you, I can tell you now. I can tell you, I can tell you now. I can tell you, I can tell you now.
absolutely beautiful. What a great way to end. That is Jet Glow, A Traveller's Tale. And just under the wire, a lovely message coming in from Eddie and Rue. Yeah, baby. Rock on, Daddy. Love, Eddie and Rue. You see, that's that, Jet. For me, that finishes it. That's beautiful. Guys, you can get the new album, Shelter for a Modern Life, via jetglowmusic.wordpress.com. They will press you an individual vinyl, whack out a CD. They'll do whatever they want, you know? You can probably buy a streamy and sort of downloady and all the other things that kids like. You know what I'm saying? In the meantime, look out for Jet Glow. They are brilliant. They are great live. And we will keep on plugging you. If so, next single, sling it over, you know that. And if you want to come back in for a chat in the autumn when that EP's coming out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pressure's on now.
Come on, people. So you've set the bar now. You have set the
I'll see
bar.
You in the garage tomorrow.
Yeah. In the garage? Well, garage band. Yeah, why not? If you're in the garage, knock us that jingle, would you?
I will do. It's going to be my first job.
The one thing the PJ Show is lacking is a Jet Glow jingle.
I'm going to send
you
a few to choose from.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You've been absolutely brilliant.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Pleasure.
Radio Riverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.